On today's episode of Locked On Longhorns, Jordan Addison visits the 40 Acres. Arch Manning talks his top three schools, and Texas has the second best odds to win the Big 12.
You are Locked On Longhorns, your daily podcast on the Texas Longhorns. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Longhorns, the show. Jonathan Davis, your host. The 2021 Biletnikoff winner, Jordan Addison, is in Austin, Texas. Today is the last day of his official visit to the 40 Acres. Yesterday, on his Instagram story, he posted himself overlooking downtown Austin from his hotel room with a box of Raisin Cane's. And all I have to ask is, who works harder than Cane's marketing team? He came all the way from Pittsburgh, and the first thing he wanted was some Raisin Cane's. Now, Bijan Robinson, sponsored by Raisin Cane's, could have picked him up and said, hey, throw my boy a box combo with some lemonade. But when you travel, all people talk about is Raisin Cane's, either how good it was or how they can't wait to try it. And it's reaching like In-N-Out levels of hype. I mean, it's good. It's all right, but it ain't all that. Why people love Cane's so much? Talk to me, I talk back. All that good food we have in Austin, Texas, and we got my boy up in the hotel room with a box combo from Raisin Cane's. Come on, Texas. I know we can do better than that. Like I said, talk to me, I talk back. Why y'all like Raisin Cane's so much? It's all right. Anywho, football-wise, this is a big deal. Jordan Addison, second day of his official visit to the 40 Acres. So Jordan Addison has been the biggest name in college football for the last couple of weeks. And that is, I guess, the beauty of NIL and the transfer portal. Because when has a wide receiver from Pitt ever been the biggest name in college football? And so we heard before he even entered the transfer portal that there was a chance that he would enter the transfer portal, that he was being tampered with by Lincoln Riley at USC. And there was already an NIL deal in place for Jordan Addison before he even entered the transfer portal. This is all allegedly, but then he entered the transfer portal. But then we started to hear some noise about Alabama, which stirred the pot a little bit. And then we started to hear some noise about Texas, which stirred the pot a little bit. And we knew the connection with Texas and Jordan Addison because Brennan Marion, current wide receiver coach under Sark at the 40 Acres, was Jordan Addison's position coach last year at Pitt. And Addison largely credits him for the amazing offseason he had leading into the 2021 season. And then, of course, the 2021 season where he was deemed by the committee the best receiver in college football, had 100 catches last year, almost 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns, added another touchdown in the run game. Very explosive playmaker and likely a first-round draft pick in the National Football League next season. And so we saw the video of him throwing around, throwing and catching with Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama. And now he is on his official visit to the University of Texas. And at first, kind of similar to the Ajay Hall situation, where Texas was thought to be maybe an outside player in this situation, now they seem to be on the forefront. And it looks like Texas is going all in to try to get Jordan Addison to the 40 Acres, so much so that they are going full court press and trying to get a commitment from him before he even leaves Austin, Texas. Now, sources are saying that he's still likely to take a visit to Los Angeles this week and visit USC. And a lot of times that last visit is the one that sticks in your head and ends up being the one that gets the commitment. But effort-wise, Texas is going full court press on making sure that Jordan Addison ends up in the burnt orange and white. As far as my thoughts on that, they're kind of similar to they were with the Ajay Hall situation. So looking at the receiver depth we had, the type of spring that Casey Kane was having, understanding the talent and the grit that Marcus Washington had, you had Troy O'Meary, Jaden Alexis, coming off of injury. I just thought we had a lot. And, Ajay Hall had a lot going on at Alabama himself. And so I said, okay, we have enough talent on this football team. We don't need Ajay Hall. And then they got Ajay Hall. and then I became a Ajay Hall fan. And so similarly, I was looking at it and I'm like, we don't need Jordan Addison. He had 100 catches last year. There's only one football. It's only 11 people on the field. How do you keep everybody happy and healthy? But how do you keep everybody happy when you got three running backs that want the ball, two tight ends, three tight ends that want the ball, four or five receivers that want the ball? You already had an alpha in Xavier Worthy. Now you're bringing in another alpha who was better than Xavier Worthy last year with Jordan Addison. Who's your wide receiver one? You brought in Ajay Hall. You brought in Isaiah Nair. Do you need Jordan Addison? That was my initial thought process on it. But then Kelvonte Dixon and Marcus Washington entered the transfer portal. So you lost some wide receiver depth there. When you look at it, you need at least two dynamic wide receivers to be successful in college football. So that's Jordan Addison and Xavier Worthy. Jordan Whittington has yet to play a full season. We're hoping this is the season that he breaks out. But as a coach and a football staff, you can't bank on that when you haven't seen it yet. So you're assuming to yourself at some point you're going to deal with injuries and you need to be prepared for that. So I understand that on that front. You brought Isaiah Nair over, who had 878 yards and 12 touchdowns last year. But he's yet to do anything in a Texas jersey up until this point, so you don't necessarily know what you have. And he's dealing with a thumb injury right now. They say he should be good by training camp, but he is dealing with a thumb injury. Then you have Ajay Hall, who, as talented as he is, has a career stat line of four catches for 72 yards. Troy O'Meara and Jaden Alexis have yet to catch a pass in a game for Texas up until this point. And Brennan Thompson is not on campus yet. So when you look at it that way, you say, yes, we have a lot of bodies. And yes, we have a lot of talented receivers. But how certain are we that we can count on all of them for a full game season? We don't know that. Which is exactly why we need Jordan Addison. And exactly why Texas is going full court press on Jordan Addison, trying to get a commitment from him before he even leaves Austin. Because in a year where Sark needs to improve on 5-7, he needs proven commodities. He can't take the wait and see approach. And when a player that had 1,600 receiving yards, 18 total touchdowns, and 100 catches is in the transfer portal, you have to do everything in your power to go get him. Because he's a proven commodity. What you have on your roster right now is potential. Jordan Addison might be the best receiver in the country. And that's why Texas is going full court press on landing Jordan Addison and getting a commitment from him before he leaves the state of Texas. Now, he likely takes his visit to Los Angeles. I think USC is still the favorite. But where Texas at first seemed like a long shot, it's starting to look like a strong number two right now to bring in the Biletnikoff winner to the 40 acres. Summer is coming, and with summer, you're going to need some food on the go. Built Bars are the perfect snack to take with you on family vacations. Throw them in your bags, in your kids' backpacks. Make sure that everyone has a bar so you are fueled for your summer adventures. The best part about Built Bars, they are healthy and delicious. No more sacrificing delicious food for health. With Built Bar, you can have both, and it's easy. All you have to do is go to built.com and order now. All Built Bars and Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means that with Built Bar, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. Have you tried the Built Puffs yet? We are going crazy for the Puffs. They come in crazy flavors like banana cream pie and even churro. Who doesn't want a protein bar that tastes like a churro? And they're only 140 calories. Sign me up. Go to Built.com to get all your favorites. Banana cream pie, raspberry, double chocolate, and so many more. They are all delicious and new flavors are coming out all the time. Check them out at Built.com. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. So Arch Manning hasn't released his top schools. I'm not sure if he'll release his top schools. There was a rumor on Twitter going around that he was going to make a post announcing his top schools. Of course, that didn't happen. As I've told you before, none of us know as much about this Arch Manning recruitment as we think we do. I saw a story last week that said Texas and Georgia are getting the, this was in quotes, majority of the chatter. That's literally all the story says. That's not telling me anything. So once again, like I said, all of these places are just putting out stuff on Arch Manning that's either not true or it's just a bunch of fluff. Because to my knowledge, Arch Manning never made a Twitter post yesterday announcing his top schools. Yet there's people saying that he was going to make a Twitter post announcing his top schools. Where did you get that from? But he did an interview and he said, although he didn't announce his top schools, he said that as of right now, Texas, Georgia, and Alabama are the schools he sees getting an official visit from him. And he talked glowingly about all three schools. He talked about Alabama. They've had some crazy quarterback play over the last few years with Tua, you know, Bryce Young, Mac Jones, and Jalen Hurts before that. And, you know, they're just a machine. You know, they win a really well-ran program. And so, you know, that's why Alabama is one of his top schools. He talked about Georgia, how he loves the city of Athens, how they have 15 players drafted. They have playmakers at almost every position on offense and the defensive side. So that's something he's looking at. He said he's really interested to see how they utilize the quarterbacks this year. And he plans on taking an official visit to Georgia. Most people think that Georgia and Texas are the top two and Alabama is a little bit of a distant third. But as I said before, none of us know as much as we think we know about Arch Manning and his recruitment process. And then, of course, the 40 acres, the University of Texas. So he talked about the fact that, yes, we did go 5-7, but his reasoning for that was that Sark came in year one and he didn't have his players. He didn't have his recruits. And so it would be tough for anybody in year one to come into that situation. But now he's going to be locked in on Sark in the University of Texas to see what they're able to accomplish this year. Now that Sark does have his collection of players in, he has his first full year to really implement his system and implement what he wants to do. And so Arch is going to be watching to see. And he said that's going to be a main sticking point in his decision. If Texas can improve on their 5-7 season from last year, I think they will, but it looks like they'll have to prove success on the field for Arch Manning to be comfortable in his decision to come to the 40 acres. But he talked about his relationship with Sark and it's great. He also talked about how his relationship with Coach Milwee, the quarterback coach, is really good and how he's always had strong relationships with his position coaches, and that's something he wants to continue. So I think that that is an advantage for Texas there. Outside of that, he just talked about his current year going into his senior season. I think we forget a lot of times, especially with these 2023 recruits, that they're going into their senior season of high school. So much can change, and they still have so much to prove. Maybe not Arch Manning, but a lot of these, you know, recruits and commits. And so he talked about how they have a new offensive coordinator, and that's really been his focus. Or it's going to be his focus going into the summer, is learning this new offense, having the best year possible that he can have at Isidore Newman. And so from everything that Arch said in that interview, I think that, you know, Alabama, Georgia, and Texas should all still be somewhat confident. I think Georgia and Texas more confident than Alabama. I know Alabama has been looking at the other quarterback out of LSU, Eli. I'm not sure if they secured a commitment from him or not, but all signs point to him going to Alabama. And so it looks like Georgia and Texas are going to be the top two schools. But then you also hear people saying don't rule out Florida, which still has a really good chance to land him. And then LSU, you know, he is from Louisiana going to school in New Orleans, so you can never rule out LSU as well. So it'll be interesting to see when Arch Manning makes his decision and, of course, what his decision is. This is the most hyped college football recruit possibly of all time. Whenever he makes his decision, it's going to break the internet. If he goes to Alabama, then he's just the next quarterback in line of Alabama quarterbacks that have dominated recently. If he goes to Georgia, it'll be interesting to see, because Georgia hasn't statistically leaned on their quarterbacks in years past. But Arch Manning is, of course, is a quarterback that would want to come in and throw the rock around a little bit. You know, Jake Fromm threw it, but outside of that, they really have been relying on that superhuman defense in a run game. And then, of course, you know, Sark has such a track record of developing quarterbacks and quarterbacks having their best seasons under Sark, that that's something that intrigues Arch Manning as well. And he knows that he'll be in a great offense and be coached by a great quarterbacks coach and have some of the development that he needs to get to the next level. And so I think really the most interesting part of this is when he makes his decision. I think if he was to make his decision sooner, that would probably benefit the University of Texas. But the fact that he's taking a wait and see approach to see, which he has every right to, they're coming off a 5-7 season. They lost to Kansas. They need to prove themselves. The fact that he's waiting to see what Texas does, I think Texas still is one of the schools in the driver's seat. And I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. It just puts more pressure on them. Because now you have to go out there and compete. The second week in the season, you can't get blown out by Alabama. That's one of Arch Manning's top schools. When you get into Big 12 play, what do you do against Oklahoma? What do you do against Baylor? That's the last game of the season. Hopefully he decides by then. What do you do against Oklahoma State? How do you look in these Big 12 games? A lot of teams in the Big 12, although they might not be on Texas level, are going to be much improved. And Arch Manning is going to be watching all of that. And so it remains to be seen when he'll take his official visit to Texas. I think possibly at the end of June, early July. And I think Texas is still in the driver's seat to land his commitment. Although Georgia might be in the passenger seat with one hand on the wheel. But I think Texas has a lot of work to do. They've already done a lot of work in securing a potential commitment from Arch Manning. But they have a lot of work to do in making sure that he ends up on the 40 acres and is the possible successor to Hudson Card or Quinn Ewers. And that starts with their play on the field this year. And so, you know, right now is the spring. We're hyping up the team, talking about Big 12 championship odds, which we'll talk about next, and all of that. But at the end of the day, Arch wants to see success on the field. And bringing in all of these transfers and having a good spring and being the number 5 recruiting class here and the number such and such transfer class, none of that matters if Sark can't go out there and put it together on the field. And if he doesn't, and his team looks to struggle again this year, or looks like the same old Texas, that ultimately could be the deciding factor in Arch Manning deciding to go elsewhere next year. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer? Choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry, you have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you can need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So Texas has the second best odds, 2-1 odds to win the Big 12 championship next year per Bet Online. I'm not telling you to go bet that, because if you lose your money, I don't want you coming at me, blaming me for losing your money. But just letting you know, Texas has the second best odds to win the Big 12 next year, according to Bet Online. And their odds go as such. Oklahoma is number 1, Texas 2, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Iowa State, TCU, Texas Tech, West Virginia, Kansas State, and Kansas is last with 300-1 odds. We better not lose to Kansas this year. As my good friends at Inside Texas detailed, there's a lot of reasons why schools like Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Baylor maybe may not be too high, but they're not great value bets. So I'm going to read some things for my good friends over there at Inside Texas. Oklahoma is losing 5 starters on defense. They've lost 2 different quarterbacks, although they brought in Dylan Gabriel, who has success at UCF. 3 tight ends and receivers, 2 offensive linemen that were drafted. They're replacing their offensive system and coordinator, their defensive system and coordinator, and their strength program and their culture. They also pointed out the fact that Dillon Gabriel is 6 foot and 205 pounds coming out for injury. And I saw a video of him throwing the ball, and it looked like he had to put his whole arm into throwing the ball on like a 15-yard route. That's who Texas fans are worried about. I mean, I know Oklahoma is historically talented, and they're our biggest competition. But if there is any year to get Oklahoma, I mean, it was last year when we were up 25. But if there was any year to get Oklahoma, this is the year to get them under new head coach Brent Venables. They talked about Oklahoma State and how they are coming into the season with a shaky offensive line. Sound familiar, Texas fans? And they're relying on a lot of incoming transfers on that offensive line. And they talk about how Oklahoma State is a few injuries away from not being a championship level team. And how they think they're being overvalued because their quarterback Spencer Sanders is returning. Which is a big deal in college football, especially with the experience he has. But if you've watched him, you know that he's a turnover machine as well. Which could very much hinder them from winning the Big 12 next year. Baylor is a good team, and they're very well coached by head coach Dave Aranda. But as Inside Texas points out, they had a little luck going their way last year. They were 5-1 in one-score games. Conversely, Texas was 2-4. If both teams regress a little bit closer to the mean, more wins for Texas, less wins for Baylor. Another problem with the Baylor Bears is who are their explosive playmakers. When you look at Texas, they have the most explosive playmakers in the Big 12 and could be adding Jordan Addison. When you look at Baylor and their offensive weapons, they lost a lot of receiver and running back to the NFL. Who scares you? They also lost Gary Bohannon, who was their starting quarterback last year. Now, they made the decision to go to Blake Shapen, so they possibly think that Blake Shapen gives them a better chance to win. And Gary Bohannon did look shaky in the passing game last year. But you're still going to a new quarterback, and you don't know what you're going to get. I say that as if Texas isn't going to be going to a new quarterback in Quinn Ewers. All in all, Baylor has flaws. Oklahoma State has flaws. Oklahoma has flaws. And yes, Texas has flaws too. But Texas is also the most talented team in the Big 12 this year. And I think that they're right where they need to be in terms of having the second best odds to win the Big 12. Does that mean anything? No. It's all for bettors and people who want to throw their money down early and say, I think this team is going to win the Big 12. But what this tells me is that all of these sites, they believe in the University of Texas. Whether it's the ESPN Football Power Index ranking us sixth in the country, Bet Online saying we have the second best odds to win the Big 12, pieces, journalists putting us in their top 25, they're way too early top 25. And I know as Texas fans how that makes us feel. It's like, ugh. But what that tells me and what that tells us is that these blogs and these sites, they have a lot of, I don't want to say faith, but they believe in this Texas football team. They believe this Texas football team is going to be a lot better. They believe this Texas football team is talented enough to win the Big 12. And they believe Sark is capable of going out there and winning the Big 12 with the collection of talent he has, starting with Quinn Ewers at quarterback. So the final piece to this puzzle, it's Sark taking all of these projections and turning it into production on the field in 2022. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Longhorns, your daily number one source for all things Texas athletics, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Please go get Jordan Addison something other than some Raising Cane's. And on that note, peace.